be required to say for an echtam, because we are not chayshish for shalom lishmo. So why would the chachamim mistaken that he has to say for an echtam also? So that is because of zeira dilmosel achlufe bishtore down. In other words, if the shliach would only have to say before an echtam and not say before an echtam, people will observe it and will see that one shliach and a dechot is nemon to the nikayim to get, they will create other stories with get, and that would be shalom yidin. So in order to establish a hekeh that get is different, so meile the chachomim require the shliach to say also before an echtam. So then people will be reminded that get is different. Boraye, in other stories there is no such thing as verifying the ksivah of the text of the shtar. Only the ksivah. And here there is a requirement that the shliach has to verify the ksivah also, so the mele, so they will know that get is unique. All right. Before I nechtav kuli, before I nechtav chetzi, before I nechtav chetzi, before I nechtav kuli, post. Echot eimer before I nechtav. Ve'echot eimer before I nechtav. Is post. Shnayim eimerim before I nechtav. Ve'echot eimer before I nechtav, post. Ve'rabiude machshi. Echot eimer before I nechtav. Ve'shnayim eimerim before I nechtav. Is kosh. Now let's see the Rashi. Hameivim von ein Nechtam Chetzi, Echot Meidi, Echot Eimer von ein Nechtam, Ve Echot Eimer von ein Nechtam, Post. So, I, Kisha Get Yeitzi, Mitachas Yedi Achei, because the Atul Shinesh in the Gemara, Dafte Zayin, and this Bove of the Mishnah, of Echot Eimer von ein Nechtam, Ve Echot Eimer von ein Nechtam, so is possible. So, the first Losh in the Gemara is that the Mishnah has reference to a case of Eina Get Yeitzi Mitachas Yishneyem. So then it is possible. But if the Get is Yeitzi Mitachas Yishneyem, so then the Gemara says in the first Loshin, so there is no requirement of before an Echtam altogether. The second Loshin says that when the Mishnah is referencing into the case of Haget Yeitzi Mitachas Yishneyem. So, in the second Loshin, the Mishnah is saying that Asur betray, he has to say before an Echtam. So Mimele, since he has to say before an Echtam, and one says before an Echtam, and the other one says before an Echtam, so it's also possible. This is the reason as to why Rashi says as follows. I kishaget yeitzi mitachas yidei echot shehu mivyei vei chavir shliach bavosei. So in other words, so who is the shliach? Only the one who say who is made on the chsime, and the one who is made on the chsive is not a shliach. So mele, since he's not a shliach, he has no nemones. The chachomim and the dechot has no nemones. But here there is a special plural that an idechot is nemon. But even the special kulei is only that the idechot is shliach is nemon. But idechot is not a shliach, so there is no special kulei. So memele, the shelvein chavir shliach bavotim shemoche posul, the shliach atzrichu rabon mebeinu tavai. Uman di meitel inam bidmore visheshneim shluchim, and according to the second verse of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, that the Mishnah is reference to the case where the get is yeitzei mitachas yidei shneyem, mitachas shneyem. So afel hoche posel kivn di chadu di ikach sime. So in other words, who is the shliach? The one, the aid that is made on the chsime, and the aid that is made, the aid that is made on the chsime, and the aid that is made on the chsime. But still it is posel according to the second version. Afel hoche posel kivn di chadu di ikach sime. V'yulimasi daksive ose lechlufe b'kiyum shtores de'alme b'idechot k'dam gino b'ferikam. So in other words, that even according to the second version, so that is the shita of most Rishayim, except the shita of Arav Reb Meishe Barab Yisef that the Rishayim mentioned. But the shita of most Rishayim is that even according to Rabbi, now the second lotion of Rabbi Shmuel Barab Yehuda accords with Rabbi, because according to Rabbi, so Asur betray, there is no requirement of for an Echtam altogether. So it's not Shayach to say, Echodim for an Echtam, Echodim for an Echtam is possible. He's not required to say it altogether. So how can it be possible when they do say it? But one says before an Echtam, one says before an Echtam. So the second version of Rabbi Shmuel Barab Yehuda accords with Rabbi. Now, still, the Gemara says in the second version of Rashi Mul Rabbi Yude, "Salkot Ayt Hamine Hoyul Ligoz Rabbi Yude Exeirosh Meyal Tovlu Tukulei Dilmos LaChuve Bekim Shtore Daum Beidechot Namu Ligoz Akomashvelon." So the Pashtus Halosh of the Gemara is that even according to the second version, which accords with Rabbi, so Exeirosh Dilmos LaChuve Bekim Shtore Daum Be, we are Geizer, we do say. What do you say? But doesn't the Gemara say, the Gemara is from the Gemara, it's mashma, the first period, that according to Rabbi, we are not Geza Vil Mosel Achruv and Kim Shtore Dalme? Right at the beginning of Gittin, Dav Gimel Lamed Aleph, at the end, when the Gemara says, V'Rove V'dinu D'Leis Nochem, so in other words, Rabbi says, Rabbi, my time will not be to Rabbi, if the time is because just of any mitzvah l'kaimei, so why did the Chachomim require that the Shliach should say before an Echtav? Let him just say before an Echtav. The testimony and the Ksive has nothing to do with the Kiyum Eidim. So the Gemara says, V'rove b'dinu d'lis no'oche, el m'kein os l'achlu v'kim sh'tores da'om b'idechot. So the Gemara explicitly says that according to Rove, we are cheshish dilmos lachruv v'kim shtores daome, and that's the reason as to why the Chachomim require the Shliach to say also before an Echtav, in order that there should be a heker that get is unique. V'rabe midome. In other words, we shouldn't be cheshish for achruv v'kim shtores daome, because even without the requirement of before an Echtav, there is still a heker. Why? Because Hosom Yadino Noche before Nai Hosom Mishaloi Mehem Noche Yishem Emne Hosom Baldova Loi Mehem Noche Baldova Mehem. So we have a heker anyway, without the requirement of before Nai Nechdam. Of an Echdam. V'Rove Omaloch Oto Hoche Ki Amgine Yadino Mili Mehemne V'Chim Dechi Amgine Yadino Mehemne Oso Lachluf Em Kim Shtore Da'al Mevidechot. So in other words, so Rove says that we are Cheshish. We are Cheshish for the possibility of Lachruf and Kim Shtore Zalme. That's according to Rabbi. But according to Rabbi, it's much more from Goshen HaGemore, that we are not Cheshish, because even without the requirement of testifying on the Ksive, there is a Heker. Because in all Shtores, so what is the form of being Mikayim? Through your Danu. And here, the form of being Mikayim is through before Nai Nechtam. So maybe there is a heker anyway. So it seems that there is a Gemara Meforeshes that Rabbi is not cheshish for a chluf and b'shtore da'ome. However, from the Pashkes Haloshin of the Gemara, Dafte Zayinom et Beis, Komashmelon, that we are geizeya, dil no'osel ha'chluf and b'kim b'shtore da'ome. So the Shita Barav Rav Meshe Barav Yesev that all the Rishenim mentioned, so he is the Tinoch Name. According to Rabbi, there is no chshoshe of dil no'osel ha'chluf. So why does the Gemara say, "Stalk night chamine hoyu v'legoza"? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Yoshem yaldom v'kukulei dil mosel achluvim kim shtores daum v'idechot namu legoza komash melon." That we are geizei. So he says, Rabbi Meshe Rabbi Yisef says that it doesn't mean dil mosel achluvim. It cheats for the lishene, because according to Rove, so we are cheshish for dil mosel achluvim. And according to Rabbi, we are cheshish gzeiro shemiyazo double kukulei. So it cheats with the lishene. But actually, the Gemara means komashmelon, that according to Rabbi, so we are cheshish shemiyazo double kukulei. And we do not mean dilmos lachlufe. Of course, this is a deichak in the Pashtus Halosh. But this is the sheet of Rabbi Rabbi Shemar Yisif. However, all the other lishene, because of this Gemara, komashmelon, that we are geizeya. So they say that even according to Rabbi, we are geizeya dil meose lachlufe. So, but the Rishonim say it in two ways. Now, the Balamoye, let's say, and Teisves, the Balamoyer and Teisves, they say it because Rabbi only says that if the whole time of before a nechtam and before a nechtam had been because of Kim Shtores, so then there wouldn't be a requirement of before a nechtam, and we wouldn't have to be chishish because of Dil Mosel Achluv and Kim Shtores Alme, because there is a heker anyway. So the Chachomim wouldn't have to be misake a testimony of before I nechtav to establish a heker, because there would be a heker anyway. What is the heker? The heker would be of the fact that here the requirement is to testify before I nechtav, not just Yodano, Yodati, but before I nechtav. This is what Rabbi says. So mainly the fact that the Chachomim require the Shliach to say before I nechtav also is a raya that Kiyum is not the only reason as to why the Chachomim are misake, but also because of Ivkin Lishmo. But once the Chachomim are misake a takone of before a nechtav on the basis of the Choshe, maybe it's not Lishmo. So the Mele, even Rabbi is made that we are Chishish Dil Mosel Achlo. In other words, Rabbi only says that if there hadn't been a Choshe, if it hadn't been obligatory to say before I nechtam on the basis of the possibility of shaloi lishmo, then we wouldn't have to be chayishesh dil mos lachlu kishtor daume. But since there is a requirement of saying before I nechtam on account of the chshoshe of the possibility, maybe it was signed shaloi lishmo, so memele there is a chshoshe of Dil Mosel Achlu became Shtore Daum also. How can that be explained? Teisves says that. Teisves says it in the first period, and then Teisves says it in greater length in the second period after Simon was based, the Dibra Maschel Alma Kosova Shnaim Shirvi, you get in Tzricha Reima. So, but how? What's the explanation? What's the svar? Now, if there hadn't been a takone of before I nechtam on the basis of the possibility of Shaloi Lishmo, so then it would mean that we are not chayshish, maybe it's written shaloi lishmo. If we are not chayshish, maybe it's written shaloi lishmo, so then, and the chachomim wa misake, before I nechtam, the form of before I nechtam, not yodati, but before I nechtam, because of kim shtores, so then there wouldn't be any chshoshe. There wouldn't be any basis, according to Rabbi, for chshoshe, of dil mosel achlufe b'kim shtores da'ome. Because how could people equate other stories with get? They know that the Chachomim required a special form of kiyum by get, namely bifonai, I witness the signing. In other stories, there is no such form of kiyum, I witness. Whether the Eidim or Amikayim, the Chsimes Ha'edim Anishtar, would say that they witnessed or they just recognized their familiar, it doesn't make any difference. And here, the Takonis Chachomim was that they have to testify, the Shliach has to testify, I witnessed the signing. So that in itself would constitute a sufficient heker to distinguish other stories, to distinguish get from other stories. Mimele, there wouldn't be any choshe, or any choshe of Dilmos Lachlur Kim Shtore Dalme, because people would know that there is a distinction, there is a difference. How do they know? The fact that the Chachomim required the Shliach to testify before Nai Nechtam, not just Yadayiti, that would be the heker. That would remind them that get is unique. But now that the Chachomim required before Nai Nechtam because of the possibility of Shaloi Lishmo, so then people wouldn't have a heker. Because you couldn't say, the people have a heker, that get is unique, that the kiyum of get is unique. Because people say the kiyum of get is not unique, but then somebody would point out the fact that here the Chachomim require a special form of kiyum. So then other people would say, do you know why the Chachomim require a special form, a special form of testimony before I nechtam? Not because the kiyum per se, the kiyum of get per se is unique, but because of the possibility maybe it was signed shaloi lishmo. But as far as the authentication of the signatures is concerned, it's not unique. So Mele, we have to be gazer. This is the lomdes of the Balamoyer and of Thesis and of many Rishayim. However, the Ramban in Muhammad's and Chidushim, he says something else. He says that actually, that according to Maskona of the Gemara, I mentioned that in the first period, that according to Maskona of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yisrael de Rove, so then Rabbi is also Chishish for Dilma Selachnu for Kim Shtar Dalman. When did the Gemara say that Dilma Medalev, that Rabbi is not Chishish for Dilma Selachnu for? Because there is a hacker anyway, that is before the Gemara knew that Rabbi is Yisrael de Rove. So then the question arose, Rabbi my time is Yisrael de Rove. So why the Gemara assumed that according to Rabbi, so the only time of before a nechtam is because of Shalom Lishmo and not because of Kiyum. So the Gemara asked the Kashe, the Gemara was bothered. How does Rabbi know that the whole time of the Takonim before a nechtam is because of Shalom Lishmo? How does he know that it's not based upon the fact of Enei Dimitzui Likaimei? The time of Enei Dimitzui Likaimei seems to be very reasonable ground. So, you know, and Rabbi, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, was Chilik on that time. So he must have a reason. Why was he Chilik? So the Gemara was looking for a reason. So the Gemara said, no, the reason is why Rabbi says that the Takone of Nechtam is based upon Shalom Lishmo, not upon Enei Dimitzui Likaimei, because if it had been based upon Enei Dimitzui Likaimei, so then Chachomim shouldn't be Misakein before Nechtam, just before Nechtam. So then, so the Gemara asks, so it's a Kashe against Rove. How can it be based upon Enei Dimitzui Likaimei? So what bearing does before Nechtam have on Kiyum Eides? So the Gemara says, because there is Dilma Osel Lichlufi. So then the Gemara said, so how does Rabbi have a raya from the fact that there is before Nechtav also required that the time is based upon Shalom Lishmo? Maybe the time is based upon Enei Dimitzui Likaimei. This is more reasonable than the time of Enei Dimitzui Lishmo. So how does he know that the time is based and Kirish Modavke and not an Enei Dimitzui Likaimei? So the Gemara said, because Rabbi holds that there is no Choshe of Lichluf anyway, because there is another Heker. The Heker consists in the special form of testimony. In other words, the fact that the Shliach is required to testify before Nechtam. So that was only as long as the Gemara assumed that Rabbi is less like the Rabbi. So then we had to explain, well, how did Rabbi know that the time of Rabbi is not sound? So Mimele the Gemara had to resort all that. But after the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Rabbi is easily the Rabbi, so then there are no kashes against Rabbi. Rabbi my time alomak Rabbi. Rabbi is just more thorough than Rabbi. He is chishish for all the possible choshes in the world. So he's chishish for Enei Dimitzui Likaimei, and he's chishish for Enei Dimitzui Lishmo. So Memele, we can say that just as Rove is chishish for the possibility of Dilma Osel Lichlufi, Rabbi is also chishish. All right, these are the shittes of Rishayim. So Rashi says, Uman de meikelo b'nei migmore b'shneim shluchim, Afilohe pos kim de khadu di kach sime vil mas da ksive os la khube kim shtor da alme bi de khot ki da bin an fer kam shnay mein ri von in nach and the Ramban says that whatever he says is the pshat rash ko he says and this is what rash means and then rash the Ramban employs the expression vi khol apirish mi pirush rash bin yin ze ki pirish bin achai. In other words, he's so convinced that this is the right pshat in the Gemara. Shnai meimri von einu nechtam. V'echot shlishi eimeya b'fon einu nechtam name posul. Mishum haitayme. What do you mean, mishum haitayme? Again, according to the second motion of Rav Shmuel Barab Yehuda in the Gemara, So even if I get this Yitzim Tachas in the Shneim, and as the Ramban points out, which is Dover Poshuk, that I get this Tachas in the Shneim doesn't mean only from two, even Mitachas Kol HaShleisho Shebohem. In other words, two testify on the Ksime, and one testifies on the Ksime, and all the three Ashluchim, they get this Yitzim Mitachas Yad Shleisho Shebohem. So, still, the Tanakame, the Rabbonon say it's possible. Why? Because, according to the second version, the Mishneh holds that Asuya betray requires, before Lechtam for Lechtam, in other words, that's in accordance with Rabbi, because according to Rabbi, so Asuya betray, there is no requirement for Lechtam for Lechtam, and since there is a requirement, so Mimele, the Idechot, who testifies just on the Chsine, in as much as he doesn't testify on the Ksime, so there is no Heker. If the same Idecho, the Shliach, who testifies on the Ksime, testifies also on the Ksime, then there is a Heker. So people will not equate other stories with this. Mashiach came, if two others testify on the Ksime, and this Idecho testifies only on the Ksime, so then there is no Heker. So that's why it's possible, according to the Rabbonon, because of Xera Dumas Lachlus Mishtoras Dalme. But, and Rabbi Yehuda is not Xera in this case of Dumas Lachlus Mishtoras Dalme, in as much as they are. So, Rabbi Yehuda is not Xera. The Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, the Chim Dibat, the Chim Alasud, and Amak Sive, O Yehu Achir, Sur Yos Lachlufe, Uvigmor Amrinon, Ticholu Koyo Rabbi Yehuda Av Borishenu, Ha'echo Dima Bifonai Nechtav, Ve'echo Dima Bifonai Nechtav. So Ule says that, that cholu koyo rebiu de av rishenu. In the case of echodim from an echtam, echodim from an echtam, so it's also kosher. Now the Gemara says it in the second version that the Mishnah is reference to the case of haget yitzim tachas in shneim. How about the first version? So all the rishenim except the balamoyeh, they say that this memre of ule that cholu koyo rebiu de av rishenu applies only to the second version, that the Mishnah is referenced to the case of Haget Yitzim Tachas in Mishneyem. So then Rabbi Yehuda is chelek even bo Rishenu, because if the Get is Yitzim Tachas in Mishneyem, and so that means even the Reishim. So Echodim b'fon ha'nechtam, Echodim b'fon ha'nechtam. So the one who testifies on the Ksive is a Shliach, and the one who testifies on the Chsime is also a Shliach. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, we are not Geizeh. So Mimele, it's kosher. Mashein came according to the first lotion. The Mishnah has reference to the case of Ein Agetizim Tachas in Shneim. So in the case of Agetizim Tachas in Shneim, then we don't require it for an Echtam altogether. So when does the Mishnah say that it's possible? If Echodim are for an Echtam, the Echodim are for an Echtam, and the Get is not Yitzim Tachas in Shneim. So who is the Shliach? Only the Eid who testifies on the Chsime. The Eid, the Idechot who testifies on the Chsive, so he's not even a Shliach. If he's not even a Shliach, so he's just an Idechot Da'ome. Idechot Da'ome is no demones. So the net result is that we have only testimony on the Chsime, and not on the Chsime. So Mimele, it's possible. This is what all the Rishonim say, except the Balamoya. And the Balamoya is the only one who says that Ules Memre applies is not only true of the second Lashon, but it's also true of the first Lashon. When we reach the Gemara, so we'll explain the Balamoya Shim. All right. Echo the email from the Lechtam, from the Lechtam Koshim. Big Gemara Mifosh. All right. The Gemara is the Kashi. Hosulomeli. Hotan lechod ezimne, ani vidim sa yam tzoshim vunechtu vunechtam, so yimo yu zeteret, ima yi yava amine, tzorich vilo yoma kosher, koma ashmiron. Bifon hain lechtav chetzi, ufen lechtam kule, imposu, hei chetzi, yi ilay me chetzi rishin, of that, when the Mishnah says, that if the Shliach testifies, before I know half of the text, I witnessed, half of the writing of the text, I witnessed, and I witnessed both the signing of both signatories. So it's possible. So when he testifies as to half of the text, which half does it mean? Does it have reference to? Hey Chetzi, Ilay Mechetzi Rishen. So the Chetzi Rishen contains the gist of the get. I mean the important part of the get. The Shemoyi, Shemoyisho, Hazman, Hariyat Mitares L'Cholodom, and then the other material. Adam Tillis are expressive of the Rashim, but are not the basic things. So in other words, the first step, so contains the basic provisions of the get. So why is it possible? After all, V'omar Rav Lezer afu l'kosev b'l'shita achas l'shmo. Shpil v'as l'shmo, shuv v'nitzorich. Elo marav ashe, chetziach. Shita achas shita l'shene shibo shem o yish v'yish v'azman. Rashi doesn't mention hariyat interes l'chol odom, but it's unreasonable to assume that according to Rashi, if he just witnessed the shem o yish v'azman and not hariyat interes l'chol odom, that should be enough. After all, without Arif Yitzhak Rodom, so it's no gift. Omer Afriz, they love the Fush. Yeah. Rabashi Chetia. Now, before I left Afkul, before I left him Chetia Postle, Omer Afriz, they were from Shnai Mid Malchsem as Yachaini Postle, that when the Mishne says, before I left Afkul, before I left him Chetia is Postle, so this din is true, this din of the Mishne is true, even in the case where the second signature, so there are two other parties, kosher eidim, who verify it, who are mekayim it. So still it is possible. Now it's a tremendous chiddush. In other words, Rav Chisda is telling us a big chiddush over and above what is mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that if the shliach says, before I left of Kule, or before I left of Chetzi, let's say the two signatories are Reuven and Shimon. So, and the Shliach says, I witnessed the signing by Reuven. I didn't witness the signing by Shimon, the other signatory, the other Eidim. But then two other parties, Kosher Eidim, come and they are Mikayim, that they say they recognize the signature of the alleged signatory of Shimon. They know his signature. So it is also possible. My time, oikule bikiyum aget, oikule bitakones chachon. Oikule bitakones chachon. In other words, because here the get couldn't be valid exclusively on the basis of the hagod of Tuaid. Because the other Tuaidim, they are only Mikayim Shimon's signature. They are not Mikayim Reuven's signature. Who is Mikayim Reuven's signature? The Shliach. And in Kolatir, in other stories, and the Dechot, even if he's a Shliach, he cannot be kind. But here there is a special Kule. So the special Kule implies that either the whole get is validated in accordance with the general dinim of Kim Shtores, or if it is not validated in accordance with the general dinim of Kim Shtores, and it's on the basis of the special Kule, of the Takones Chachonim, so then you cannot be Mitzarev, Tukim. Now, this is Rav Chisda's stuff. Then Stasis says, Kosova adli daik ashliach kolkach kishayim kolayidis miskayim esal yodin. So why does Stasis explain it on the basis of the fact that the shliach is not midaik? After all, the Gemara mentioned the reason, because oy kolay b'kiyum aget, either it's on the basis, either a shtar is validated and verified on the basis of the general principles of Kim Shtores, or on the basis of the special takone. But you cannot make a combination of the general principles and the special halacha, peculiar to get. So that's the time. But Tesis explains it on the basis of the fact that since one chsime is verified not by the shliach, but by two eidim, so mainly the shliach is not so dyed. So it's a different time. So why did the Gemara say, oikule b'kiyum aget, oikule chachamim? But again, we have to apply what I mentioned many times, that the Mizbuchach from the Teisves in connection with Mamishloshten. Mamishloshten is one of the three takones that is below time, and still Teisves and Rosh, all the Rishenim give it time. So why is it below time? There is a very good time in order to accommodate business people so that business transactions should be more convenient and shouldn't be so difficult, the carrying out the execution of business transactions. That's a very good time. The answer is, this is only a time as to the why, but it's not a time as to the how. So generally, Takonis Chachomim have to have two rationales. One rationale from the point of view of the why, and the other rationale from the point of view of the how. So Mele, the Gemara says, Oy kulei b'tiyum aget, oy kulei b'takonis Chachomim. That's the rationale from the point of view of the why. But how? How? I mean, it wouldn't even make sense. So even if even though there is a very good reason from the point of view of the why, in order that the Takonis Chachomim should be more uniform and shouldn't be so complicated, it's a very good reason from the point of view of the why. Oy kulei b'kiyum aget. Oy kulei b'takonis Chachomim. Either a certain aloche is explained exclusively on the basis of the general principles, or it's validated on the basis of the special takone of get, but not on the basis of a combination of both. This is a very good reason from the point of view of the why, because this is conducive to simplicity and to clarity, but it's not a good reason from the point of view of the how. So what is the time of the how? Because l'idayik ha-shliach kol kach. This way, all right. Mask of the Rob. Me can be the deal of my hat kosher. Has to be ketrei poso. Elo my Rob. Over. Let's see the rash. Oma Ravash. Oma Rafri the lovely fush must listen or say. Ulake must listen more. Elo Svora the day may see. Vemer rebuse. Da few schneim in a shoop need him. She makir him yad in the Serashini. She lay the shlee hol of hippos. Ki maget an aid him, a meed him, a his maid him. There's the general principle applicable to all kishtores. Takonis chachomim meidis hashliach sheminu chachomim kishnayim. So, mi kemide. Di lo machat kosher imo ya hashliach ani makirom kosher. Vafu lo ma bifonen echta. Di ocham rinu feri kamid, chom ha-yidiyan imo emo mishmaidi kama isi. So, itzrasha lishitose. Itzrasha lishitose dav gimu. They are we had the machleikes between Rashi and Tezis. Now, the more says they are that according to Rove, so that the whole time of Ifanechtam is only because of Kiyum, so Mele Yodati is also enough. So Rashi says that Yodati is also enough, even if the Shliach, who is only an Idechot, doesn't testify, I saw the signing of the Ides, but I just am familiar with the signatures of the purporting witnesses, signatories. So it's also Teisves and all the other Rishonim are chilek on Rashi. And they say, if the Shliach by himself, instead of testifying before Nainechtam, he says, Yodati eschzimeisom vani makir eschzimeisom, then it's not good. Even according to Rove, it's not good. But when does Gemara say that Yodati is good? When two Eidim say Yodanu, not if one, the Shliach, who is an Idechot, says Yodanu. So Rashi Rishito say, that according to Rabbi, even if the Shliach by himself says Yodati, so it's enough. So in Mele, he explains Rabbi's kashe against Rav Chisda. How can you, Rav Chisda, say that if the Shliach is Mikai, says before Nainechtam, and Ruvi's Chisim, but he doesn't say before Nainechtam, and Shimon's Chisim, but two other Eidim testify that they recognize Shimon's Chisim, so it's still possible. It's still possible. How is it possible? Suppose the same Shliach would say, "An Ruben's chsime before I nechtam, an Shimon's chsime yodati." Or even if he would say, yodati on both chsimes. So in either case, it would be good enough. And if the Shliach testifies before I nechtam and Ruben's chsime, and then Shimon's chsime, there are two Eidim who say Yodati. If the Shliach by himself, who is in a Dechot, would say Yodati and Shimon's chsime, it would be good. But if instead of the Shliach, who is in a Dechot, saying Yodati and Shimon's chsime, two Eidim that have Nemones in Kolatere Kule, say Yodati, Yodanu, then it's not good. That's inconceivable. This is the Kasha of Rob. This is the Kasha of Rob. So Meila Rabbi says, "Hello, my Rabbi. Afilu hu viachir miyidin al chsimas yacheini is post my time ose lachlufe bikim shtures de alme vikonofik nakerive di bomeine apume di chatzad." In other words, so according to Rabbi, Ich werde sie, der Schliach wird sie, anrufen sich sie mit von der Jachter. Und dann schimmen sich sie mit, der would be to aiding, who am I here, then it would be kosher. But, the Robes Chiddush is that, if, let's say, Ruve, in the Shliach would testify before an Echta man, Ruve Tzchsime. And then Shimon Tzchsime, he will say, I didn't see how Shimon signed his name. But I'm familiar very well with Shimon's signature. And I recognize its authenticity, that it is his signature. And then another person, another aid, an Idechot, joins him, so then it is possible. Then it is possible. Why? Why is it possible? So he says, because of the Xeira di Umos Lachul Kim Shtores Daome, we can not fix Nakiri Romaina, Pumid Hatzade. Now, what's the procedure in Shtores generally? So when we have two signatories, so if the two signatories come to Bezdin and each one verifies his own signature, so that's a good way of being Mikayim the Shtar. Now, if two AD, the signatories themselves are Mikayim, is one of the ways how to Mikayim Mishtar. So then, each one, let's say the signatories are Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon come to Bezdin, each one verifies his own signature, so it becomes Mikoyim. So each one accomplishes 50% of the Agodah, because each one accomplishes 50%. But suppose Reuven and Shimon are the signatories are Mishtar, And then Shimon died. He died. Then Reuven comes together with Levi. He's a third party to Bezdin. And Reuven says, this is my signature. So that accomplishes 50% Reuven's testimony. And he together with Levi testified that they recognize the signature of Shimon who is dead. So then it's not good. Why? Because the Torah says, Al Pishnai made him Yokim Davor. So there has to be parity between the effect of the testimony of each witness. In other words, when two Eidim testify one thing, so each one accomplishes, there is parity. Each one accomplishes 50%. But here, by virtue of the testimony of Reuven, on his own signature, he accomplishes 50%. Then Reuven together with Levi testify on the genuineness of Shimon's signature. So in that testimony, so 25% is accomplished by Reuven and 25% by Levi. So that means that there is no parity. So he affects 75% of this testimony, Reuven and Levi 25%. So there is no parity between the two Eidim, so it's not good. So Mimele, if we what allow, actually we should, on the basis of its merit, we should allow it. If the Shliach would testify before Nei Nechtam Reuven's signature, before I left this, and then in regard to Shimon's signature, he with another person would, the Shliach with another person, Yashuk, would testify, Yodanu, so it should be good. But if we were to allow this here, so then people would say, here too, Reuven is accomplishing 75% of that body. And the third person, Nashuk, and I mean the other person, the other part in Nashuk, so he is accomplishing 25%. But here it's no chisol, because here we don't require all the dinim of Eides. But if we would allow it here, then people would allow it in the case where one of the Eidim died, and then the surviving Eid, together with another person, Nashuk, would testify on the signature of the dead witness, and there it would be possible. So maybe here we also pass. Oh, maskel Ravashi, mi kemi deidi v'mosikiyu l'kule diburei kosher hashlik chad ba'dei possible. Elom Ravashi, afleim ranhiu eicheni possible. my time oi kol mit im aget oi kol mit a kones khachom na der rash hu bi achash bi vach na shukim mi loy mit ore ol as mi khvade af lo mayde ani hoy kosher av lach sho yach mi mi posu os lach hu ki shtar daum ki shtay machsum la shtar mi sekhot men u po ze vo ma ze ksavyod mi ze ksavyod shlo khavele vi nistar vi vach na shukim mi loy la ksavyat ames am un fel bi dik shuvez din ki ma chi beiz na shuk mi na khis ma mes din kein of ik lotri vi mo mein apu mi de khat די קיימע לא נעמען אדער לאימע זע קסאביוד די אריחות יידס ווען בול איז דער גויד אלכע קבייל אין מאך יארי קי מוריביס הויד דו זאל פי ברחמו נאמע אויף שניי מייד מאש פאל קאפ מיט דער היי פאל קאפ מיט דער היי די קאב גייט נאמע יום אלף נאכט פון חצי אין הם און די דריי די שלויחו און חצי שייני הו מיט דער פי מאך אל קיימע מיט דער שוק יום שטארס ווי אויך קאב גייט לי חשינו לו סו אני צמעוי דוט בי נו חיסון דו בלאב אחר האב מיס חשר אפומי דיי מיר אבונן קטריי אלע מישום זיר שאו שטאר איז סו נאט ווי ווי מיינע קלאמע מי יצל פי פרוסער ווי אלע באט אלע מראבאש אפיל אין רני ווי צייני פוס או אפי אלע אנו צייני היילי קי מאגט קי שאו שטאר איז די אדם מיי זעקס אב יאר די נאו סו דיס איז די קאשע אגענסט רבאש הימסלף wie Thema und mir kemide die Roma von ein Nacht am Koscher und scho und schon die Roma an New Chaini Apostel in ihrer Logik ich mich immer bei Jerusalem die Roma an New Chaini nase kemigia bei diese die nire durch Kambo lohoi auch sima sacheni ki dei sche tiskaye in es gesamos so the reason is why Rabash says that if the shliach the shliach testifies an Ruben signature and then the shliach says I am Shimon so that means as far as Shimon's signature is concerned so it is niskayim in accordance with the general principle of kim shtoris. In other words the two eidim each one of whom verifies his own signature so it's niskayim that way so Shimon is the shliach and Shimon is the other witness so that's the kiyum of Shimon's signature is in accordance with the general principle of Kim Shtores. But then, Ruben's signature, he's Mikhaim on the base of Takone. So it's not good because Oikulei became a get and Kulei Chachomim. So he says, Yerushalmi says that the reason as to why it's possible, because it smells it, that the reason as to why he testifies on the genuineness of Ruben's signature is because he wants his own signature to be established. Even though on that he doesn't need anything else because that's the general way of establishing one's own signature. But it might look that way, that the reason as to why he testifies on Ruben's signature is because he wants to establish his own signature. So it smells like a negeah, but it doesn't mean that it's negeah. First of all, the union of negeah that is posleides, negeah is posleides. But the union of Nikia that is possible is only a monetary Nikia. But not other Nikias. I mean, a Nikia of Kovet does not make one in a Nikia. Does not make one in a Nikia. Only a Nikia, a monetary Nikia. A monetary. If he has a monetary interest in testifying the testimony that he testifies. So, and then it's not even a real Nikia, even from the point of view of Kovet. It's not a real Nikia. But it smells like a negeh. V'im teima v'chim l'taim v'mishimochu l'omu l'meima v'mishimoykul v'kim aget v'yesh l'meima v'mishim lav taime gomor huze I lav taime do'i kule v'kim aget de'in ze negeh v'nis mamish. Apart from the fact that it is only a negeh in momen is considered negeh, this is not even like a real covered negeh. So what is the pshat in teis again is in line with the same reasoning. In other words, the Takonis Chachomim have to have a rationale from the point of view of the why and from the point of view of the how. So the rationale from the point of view of the why is Oikule became Aget, Oikule be Takonis Chachomim. But that's a very good reason from the point of view of the why. But it's not a very good reason from the point of view of the how. It has to make sense. The how also has to make sense. So the reason from the point of view of the how is because it smells like a negeah. But it's not real negeah. Rashi explains the Gemara Lefishtosei, and Tesis explains the Gemara Lefishtosei. Lekachirik Rashi Liyot Yedati Bechadoyman, Avogav Demeiro Aksine, Rashi Osi Shapi, Adem Boye Robin Yipsu, Yuvach Amidin, Shemakir Simus Hasheini, Mishimuchlifek, Moshe Posnol, Kolek Echad Badei, Vehavash Porich, Mikemide, Dilo Mosik Yomi Kuli Dibure, Vehme Gam Von Nechtam Kocha, יאַכח באדיי און די שמעקיר מחסימע נאמע לפייסליי דו יגור אייזיידס מישי מוי אין דער באצמע אין פאלן יאָ
די פויס האב left off in the Gemara of the Svobom the base now. If one I necht of Kulei, if one I necht of Chetziei Pos. Ido Chetziei Chedon. Ilei me, the leke di komasi da lei klau. Hashte echodim of one I necht of, echodim of one I necht of. The hai komasi da kulei xin. The hai komasi da kulei xin. Is Posel. So since the Mishnah mentions. Later, further, the Mishnah mentions the case of before I left of Kulei Vechodim before I left of Vechodim before I left of. So it's still possible, and that is more likely to be kosher than before I left of Kulei before I left of Chetzi. So since further the Mishnah mentions that even that which is more likely to be kosher is possible. Allah has come with Hamo that. Chotzi Chetzi Miboy, Eloiki Dorove, Oiki Ravashi. So the Gemara now is explaining the Havamina of the Gemara is assuming that the Mishnah, that the, in other words, two things that the Gemara, the Havamina of the Gemara is assuming. One is that we do not say Lo Yizu Abzu. We do not say in this Mishnah Lo Yizu Abzu. So if the Mishnah tells us something that is more likely to be kosher, that is possible. Allah has come with Hamo, that which is less likely to be kosher, is certainly possible. So it's a purpose. In other words, the Mishnah is not to be explained on the basis of Lo Yizu Abzu. If it's not to be explained on the basis of Lo Yizu Abzu, so then the Mishnah couldn't tell us something that is obvious, that is less of a chidesh than the other things that the Mishnah mentioned explicitly. So then, in order to explain the Mishnah properly, we have to say that this clause in this bove of the Mishnah, of before I nechtam kulei, before I nechtam chetziei, is not to be understood literally. But it is, there is an additional fact. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell us, because of the additional fact. So we have to explain it either like Chove or like Chavashi. Because these two are not such tremendous chidush. Masha'inki Rav Chizdes chidesh is such a tremendous chidesh that we should say to fasto mechobel et fasto. And as between Chovez chidesh and Ravashes chidesh, so one is not any more of a chidesh than the other. This is what the Gemara is saying. All right. Ela alad la'av al koroch mishdi yisir lochet ribushas lashmi. My last number, Behudim for the Nechta, Behudim for the Nechta. Hey, Hedom, Kim Hetzi Ashani Yishadis, Kid Robin Kravash, Lafukim Rafriz, the Hidden Masnis Mishim Ribusos, Vili Pirish, my Ribusos, Lashmino, Alcohol Yatrasho, Litri Samirubi, Kid Rafriz, because that's such a term, that's by far a much bigger Hiddish than the Hiddish of Rov and the Hiddish of Kravash. Because here we have two Aidim who testify on Shimon's signature. On Shimon's signature. So, and Ruvein says before I nechtav, and the Shliach says before I nechtav, and Ruvein's signature, and Ruvein's signature. So that's a terrific chiddush, that even though we have another signature, we have two edim, which is effective in kolatei kule, still we say, oy kule became aget, oy kule lakonis chachon. That's a big chiddush. So if it is explicitly spelled out, fine. But if it is not explicitly spelled out, and we have to deduce that chiddush, a chiddush, by implication, then we say, to fast or mobile the fast. This is what the Makshim meant. Der Chil Masnisch und Rebus aus Leipirisch, mein Rebus ist gleich mit einem Alkoch hat Raschel mit seinem Rube. Kein Rav Chizel, Rebus ist Sutrese, kein Rome Rabashi, Tor ist Schmeiß mit Rebus, er muss nicht in Seiri. Der Chil Masch macht Rebus ist Sutrese, er muss nicht in Seiri. Wie hat Rav Chizel am Aschel? Wie hat Rav Chizel am Aschel? So ein bisschen Chidisch. He wouldn't leave it to be deduced by implication, but he would throw it out. Perush kommt vor. Wie in Thema. So, let us say that Lafuka of Rove also, because Rav Asher's Chidisch is less of a Chidisch. So the answer is no, Rav Asher's Chiddush is not less of a Chiddush. Min teima, la'afuke nami, min rove, v'lo yashmin al hod Rav Asher, v'hi zutre, so the Teretz is no, Rav Asher's is not less of a Chiddush. Di rove nami lo yadiv v'menei, to be shosh tores nami pozl ki nofik, no ki rivi lo min afu min chav, hilu ka beget nami shayach lo mishlum shim shosh tores, lo yulich le, v'hod lo yazgil mishlir, mishlech l'chude, kom en fanech, fanech tam, ahob et rachmon nekeire, da tzrich ol az laksive, mishlum nishel achlif, lechlamun en ferikam, Omer lachav chizel. Utamecho bifon hanechtam avloi, bifon hanechtam lomeli. So you cannot escape this premise that the Mishnah is to be explained on the basis of Loizu Abzu. Because then you have another kasha. Why is this bother mentioned? Bifon hanechtam avloi, bifon hanechtam. Elo, Loizu Abzu kotone. So everything is based upon Loizu Abzu. Hochaname Loizu Abzu kotone. So now the Gemara is saying that, you see, the Makshin assumed that when the various Amroi mentioned the Chidushik, they deduced it from Loshna Mishneh. So maybe the Kasha was, if it has to be deduced from Loshna Mishneh because of the Rebuse, because of the superfluity, so then you cannot deduce on the basis that a certain Bobe is superfluous, only the least chiddush, not the biggest chiddush, a minimum chiddush, the first of all, the first. Now the Gemara is saying, no, Rav Chizde and Rav and Rav Asher, they say these dinim, not because they deduce these dinim from the Mishnah. From the Mishnah they couldn't deduce. How do we know that the Mishnah is reference to such a case? The answer is the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, before the Nacht of Kulei, before the Nacht of Chetzie, so the Mishnah is reference to the simple case where he testifies on the whole text and on half of the Anmon Chesime, that's all. So you ask, but then the next Bobbe says that even when they testify on the whole text and on all the Chesimes, but if it's two separate individuals who testify, so it's possible. Achas kamo v'chamo, this is possible. Inochaname, but this is the derech of the Tane. Lo yizu avzu. But Rav Chizde says what he says, and Rove says what he says, and Rav Asher says what he says. Mr. Asfore, not because he deduces it from the apparent superfluity in the Mishnah. All right. Omer Rav Chizde, Amecho, the boys, Lemeima, Masti Slashminon, the Bus Ose, when we pour in the day, Shema Amor Isogolo, before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam, Maya Shminon, Hashtag, before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam, Chetzi Posul, Hoche Lumot, Masit Kwaal, Mi Boye, El Akokoch, Tishane, the Masti Sinkocho, the Eloi Ashminon, Elohi Guve, my tonebo, who the Kashiloch, Lois the Basrais and Koshin Kamaise, Lois Abzukotone, you had the Tane, no Kadration, you said the Kidder, but the Mesa Valo Mutes of the Buse, the Koma, Hoche, Lois will buy the Asset Lal, El Abzu before I Nechtam, Hetzi Post, Hochaname, with the D, Leilo before I Nechtam, Hetzi Masnis Lai, Rashman Shum the Bis, Via Noxel, the Busabeton with D, Elihi Gufi with Ashman, Kidikitone with Masi Dinish, be the Hetzi Vide, with the Kashiloch Hechtim Vlechter of Nechtam, Neshaminon, the Koshin. Ho vada ita ibereishesu lo yitzchlo misneho, aber hashle tona ho bereishi. Meisi veima lo yizubel ba. Like I said, you see the chetzi laavzu. The haiko masa da kulexile. Vaiko masa da kulexile pos. So in other words, Rav Chizde and Rav and Rav Asher, they say the chidushim is rasvore. Not by on the basis of a deduction from his an apparent superfluity in the mission. Now, according to Rashi. So there is a certain strangeness in the Gemara, an apparent strangeness in the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara, the Hava Min of the Gemara, tried to prove against Rav Chizde. Why? Because since there is a Chiddush, so to fast them, or to fast. I mean, there is a certain. I mean, it's not difficult, but it doesn't sound so smooth. However, the Blamoya and all the Rishonim mention another verse. And according to the other girl said the Gemara is very smooth. So they are gears. Now, Vorne der Achtung, vorne der Achtung, Chetzi, Possel, I do Chetzi, ich gedomme, I lehm bin leikin, komasse, da li klau, hasch der Achtung, von der Achtung, wach dem von der Achtung, da komasse, da kulexi, vai komasse, da kulexi, me Possel, Chetzi, mi boje, elo, oi, ki raf Rizde, oi, ki de Rove, u la fuke mit Ravashi, not la fuke mit raf Rizde, but la fuke mit Ravashi. So, in other words, the Makshin is yund, that the Mishnah is not to be explained on the basis of Lo Yizu'avzu. If the Mishnah is not to be explained on the basis of Lo Yizu'avzu, so then there is a superfluity in the Mishnah. Superfluity in the Mishnah. So in order to dispose of the apparent superfluity, we have to say that this bubble of the Mishnah, before I'm Yachtav Kul, before I'm Yachtav Chetzyei, is not to be understood literally the way it superficially appears to say that the Mishnah has reference to another case, not just before an echtav kulei, before an echtav chetzei, before an echtav kulei, before an echtav chetzei, and the other chetzei that to aid him. Or the other chetzei, so the shliach joins with someone in a shuk. Or the other chetzei says, aniu eid. That's a pshat. Otherwise, there is an apparent superfluity. So bishleim, according to Rav Chisda, all right, the maxim is it. So you can deduce it that way. Bishlam, according to Rove, he can say that this book of the Mishneh has reference, according to Rove, to the case where the Shliach says, before Nayin Lachtav Kulei, and Ruvin's signature before Nayin Lachtav, and Shimon's signature, so he, together with another party, Nashuk, testified that they are familiar with that signature. This is what this book in the Mishneh's reference. But according to Rav Ashi, how can we say that this bother with Fonay Nachtam Kulei, with Fonay Nachtam Chetzei, has reference to the case where he says, and the other Chetzei, so I'm the aid. So then, if the other Chetzei, he himself is the aid, when a person signs his name, he certainly witnesses the signing. I mean, that's impossible, that a person should sign his own name and not witness his own signing. Not to witness his own, unless he does it while he's unconscious, while he's in a coma. I mean, that couldn't happen. So, Mimele, how is it contained in the lotion of the Bover, the Mishnah? Before Nayin Lachtav Kulei, before Nayin Lachtav Chetzei, and the other Chetzei, I signed it myself. So it's not before Nayin Lachtav Chetzei, it's before Nayin Lachtav Kulei. So, in other words, so it doesn't fit the formulation of the Mishnah. Now that's much smoother, I mean, according to the Balamoya's years. And Ramban also mentioned that, yes. All right, so the Gemara says, no, it's not that Rav Ashi deduces it from the Loshon of the Mishnah. Of course, he couldn't deduce it from the Loshon of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah, no Ameila says that each Chiddush of his is deduced from the Loshon of the Mishnah. From the Loshon of the Mishnah, we cannot deduce it. So that's why each one says what he says. And the reason as to why the Mishnah says that, even though it's unnecessary, because it's Lo Yizu'avzu. All right. Since Rav Chisda was mentioned here, so the Gemara is mentioning Agavuche, other members of Rav Chisda. All right. Omar Rav Chisda, Gidut Chamisho, Mchutz Chamisho, Ei Mitzavi,
so there is a machlokes between Rav Chisda and Mereimar. Rashi says that gidut means emek depth, and mechitze means mechitze. So now, according to Rav Chisda, geivan and emek are not mitzurev. Suppose now a bear that is 10 tefachim deep as it in a rosh hayochet. A mountain that is 10 tefachim high in Rosh Hayochet. So, suppose you have a bayah that is 5 tefachim deep, and then you make a mound out of earth. You make a mound on the sides of the bayah, on the sides of the bayah, also 5 tefachim. So, according to Rav Chisda, not mitzurev. That will not make the ground of the bayah into Rosh Hayochet. And according to Mareima, it will make it into Rosh Hashanah. Let's see the Rashi. Dit het khamish lekh shav ni mkhit ge yaso yom kaso sa yochi ve mkhit zum khamish ve dit mkhit khamish o ey misav ni besir sa yochi vayde what chay khaz ve zet here vayde dai ni yo boy kol ki maget de trafris de se is nok name ho ey nok name ho all right now let's see the faces dit khamish yom mkhit khamish o bir mit kontra se moy khit zum khamish o mit fu mkhit khamish o ey misav ni sir ni sa yochi ביקוש רבני טעם, דו ממשל בפרי יריב, מפרי בעצה לירבן, דיבר בכל יוסי, מצטרף לעשור, או אף על פי שזה בגיל וזה באים, זה מישהו מפרשת, הוא כן רב חיז דה בחיר, כאן מישהו. והיא דו ממפרי כל גגיס, והדי גם שתי חצי רסו במהל מזו, ויש גיל את חמישו וחיצו חמישו, דמיד רב חיז דה בתחתנו, אם דו יסה, זה ממצטרפים, ועוד עם קונקשן ושתי חצי רזו ומל מזו, ויש גיל את חמיש למחיץ חמישו, דימי דרב חיזה מתחתנו, הירו וראי את פני עשורו, דימר ושניים ולא יאחות. In other words, sometimes you have a חוצר, and that חוצר is considered as a רישוס by itself, set off from other רישוס. So in Mele, it makes an Erev by itself. It is... In other words, it's Me'al V'Shnai. It's Me'al V'Shnai. Suppose there are people who live, let's say, in the valley. And then there are some buildings on the mountain. The mountain is 10 tefachim in height and more than that. So, and there is a building, let's say, on the mountain with many tenants. And then there is a building in the valley at the bottom, also with many tenants. So, if the building on the mountain upon which there is a building, is 10 tefachim high or more, so then that chotzer that is on top of the mountain is considered set off, shut off from the chotzer that is at the bottom. So the melee, in order to be able to carry, let's say in the chotzer, on the upper level, on the mountain, so they don't have to collect chale, piece of pass, from the tenants of the lower level building. They don't have the lower level chotzer because it's a separate rishus. So that means it's me'alvin shnayim. Now, so the Gemara says, not only if, let's say, the chotzer is on top of a mountain that is 10 tefachim high, but suppose, let's say, there is a chotzer that is 5 tefachim elevated from the level of the karke of the lower level chotzer. And then on top of that, you put up a mechitze. Suppose here there is this is 5 tefachim. The distance between this and this is 5 tefachim. And then I put up a mechitze here. So then, is even Rav Chisde who says, Gidus Chamisho Mechitzo Chamisho Misarfin. So he's made that Bitachteino Hoil Vireye Pnei Asor. In other words, that the Anshi Achotzer here, so they can carry that Chotzer by collecting pass from all the tenants in this Chotzer without involving the tenants on this Chotzer. Why? Because anyone, so I'm sorry. I mean, the illustration was not made proper. You see, I should have put a mechitza here. I'm sorry. It's like this, and then this is 5 tefachim between here, between this level and this level is 5 tefachim, and then he put up a mechitza 5 tefachim. Not this way. I mean, that was a mistake. I mean, see, it's that way. So Rav Chisde is made, even though he says Gidus Chamisho Mechitza Chamisho, he's in a mitzvahin. Rav Chisde is made the tenants on the lower level. On the lower level here, Chotzer can carry by collecting pass from the tenants of this Chotzer without collecting pass from the tenants of this Chotzer. Why? Because anyone who stands here on this ground, on the ground on the lower level, Chotzer, what does he see? What kind of a height does he see? 5 tefachim high. He sees 10 tefachim high. So, Bishlei Meligabi, the one who stands here, what kind of a height does he see? He doesn't see a 10 tefachim height. He doesn't see a 10 tefachim height because as far as this is concerned, it's 5 tefachim. As far as this is concerned, it's 5 tefachim. So, Mele, he only sees a 5 tefachim height. He doesn't see
In other words, we see that in regard to mechitzes, so the visual element is important, you see. So, in other words, here, those who live on the lower level chotzer, so they see a height of 10 tefachim. So they are considered shut off. 10 tefachim is a hefsek. They are considered the lower chotzer tenants, lower level chotzer tenants, are considered shut off. Chotut from the upper level tenants, because they see a height of 10 tefachim. But the upper level tenants are not considered shut off from the lower level tenants, because what they see? Height here 5 and here 5. So the Mele, so the Gemara says, the Mele Rafriz Bitachteno, Hoyo Vereye Pnei Asor, Mashnayim Lechon. Now, so, apparently Rafrizde has reference to such a case, not to a case of Emek and Geva, but to a case where you have a Mechitze and height of a mountain, you see. V'yesh Lema, so Tesis says, no, that Gidl Chamisha Mechitze Chamisha doesn't mean Emek and Geva, but Gidl Chamisha Mechitze Chamisha means Gidl Chamisha U'mechitzo Chamisha means that the base chatzer is zulimayl mizuay roche ugabel yeno yenere kilimuchat kolkagis. So this says gidut chamisho mchit chamisho means if you have two chatzeres and yen and apple level chatzer you have mchit zofai. Rafriz says, we do not consider the upper level tenants, to be shut off, to be chotzut from the lower level tenants. Why? Because what kind of a height do they say? Separating them from the lower level tenants, only a five tvochim. A five tvochim height. A five tvochim height. So, five tvochim height. This is what it says. In Amel, in Teobishus Rabbi, Gevea Chamisho, Vihiki Valgabov, Mechitza Chamisho, Lechoshim Rishus Ayochit, Leinyan Shabbos, Lechoshim Rishus Ayochit, Leinyan Shabbos. In other words, Sotesa says, here in the second version, that even vis-a-vis the Reise, we can distinguish between the lower level Mokei and the upper level Mokei. So in other words, if you have five tefachim mechitze, five tefachim mechitze. So he says, so this is a tail rishus rabbi. Let's say this table is a tail rishus rabbi, and it's five tefachim from the rishus rabbi up to the top of the tail is five tefachim, and then you put a mechitze of five tefachim. So vikagam mechitze chamisho v'choshev rishus ayochid liinyan Shabbos. In other words, that suppose someone will throw from the top here, from the tail, down. So he wouldn't say that he's chayav because of a meitzi which is a yochel which is a ram. Now, so Tesis, it seems that there is a gemara mefureshes that gidl chamisho mechutz chamisho, does not have reference to a bear and the kesel on top of the bear. But it's something else. But the answer is, according to Rashi, both are included in Gidut Chamisho and Chitz Chamisho. Being the case of where you have a bayer that is five tvochim deep, and on the Svasa bayer you erect a mount, a parapet of five tvochim, and being the case where you have a tail of five tvochim, and then you erect five tvochim in Chitz. Why? Because actually, I mean, Rashi's pshat of Gidut Chamisho Mechitza Chamisho, that it has reference to a Beir Chamisho, and you erect the parapet of Chamisho and the Svasa Beir, has to be explained. Why is it a Shaila? Here the machlek between Rav Chisda and Meraim Ari is whether Gidut and Mechitza are mitzvah. So why do we have to resort to Tzilv? If you have a Beir, let's say here is a Beir, here is the Be'er Chamisho, and then here is the ground of the Be'er, here is the Svasa Be'er, and then you put on the Svasa Be'er also Chamisho. So we have to resort, if we consider it from the point of view of the level of Karko Eilom, then we have to resort to it. Because from here to here, it's Eva. From here to here, it's Eva. But who says that we should consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karka Eilom? Let's consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karka Be'er. From the level, if somebody stands in the Be'er, what kind of a height does he see? 5 tvachim or 10 tvachim? 10 tvachim. So maybe we don't even have to resort to the Shaila or whether there is still between Yidud and Mechitza. So why is there a Machlekes according to Rashi? The answer is, this is according to Rashi, this is Rav Chisda Shite, that this is what Rav Chisda says, that we have to consider it not from the point of view of the level of the Karka Be'er, but from the point of view of the level of the Karka Be'er. From the level of the Karka Be'er, we have to understand. We have to consider it. From the level of the Karka Be'er, so then it is 5 Emek and 5, Geva. But from the point of view of the level of the Karka Be'er, it's not 5 Emek, 5 Geva. It's all Geva, no Emek. So in other words, so we consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karka Be'er. So Memele, the same Shaila, so the same din, Rav Chisda applies to the case where you have a mound of 5 tvachim and then a mechitza, a wall of 5 tvachim. So in other words, so there too, we have to consider it from the point of view of the level of the karka of the mountain. Of the mountain. So from the point of view of the level of the mountain, so it's 5 below, that's depth, that's emek, and 5 above, that's gay. So it's the same shaila. So Memela, there is no kasha from that Gemara. Because according to Rav Chisda, so Gilet Chamishim Chitz Chamisha not mistalfim, being in the case of Be'er and being in the case of a Mechitze on the mountain, a 5. A Mechitze on the mountain, a 5, yes? Alright, that we see. Because I'll tell you why. Because the natural position of the earth is that you have different levels. So you have, you don't have, the earth is not even leveled. And the whole is not even leveled. So it's higher, and so you have mountains and not mountains. A valley is also like the Karka Eilom, it's not like a Be'er. But you don't find natural Be'eres on earth. So since Rav Chisda says that we have to consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karka Eilom, why? Because what is the natural level? The natural level is the Karka Eilom. So here, if you have a mountain, so that's the natural level, the mountain. Because if the whole world, if the earth in its entirety and the whole had been even leveled, then just a few exceptions, then you could say we should consider it from the point of view of the Karka Eilom. What do you mean Karka Eilom? The mountain is also Karka Eilom. Be'er is not Karka Eilom. Karka Be'er is not Karka Eilom. But a mountain is Karka Eilom. Let's say Mexico City is the highest point on earth. So that's not part of the Karka Eilom, Mexico City. Mashein came. So for the same reason that Rav Chisda says in connection with Be'er, that you have to consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karka Eilom. Why? Because that is the natural level. The Karka Be'er, that's not the natural level. That's artificial, it was made by man, you dog a Be'er. It's not precious, it's precious that you have many Be'eres. Some Mele, but if you have a mountain, even if it's a small mountain, but that's the natural pattern of the whole earth, that higher, lower, some Mele, you have to consider it from the point of view of the level of the Karka Eilom, of this Karka Eilom in question, not from the point of view of the Karka Eilom. Of the level of Karka Eilom somewhere else. Alright. Vim Teima. V'yechoshev Rishus HaYochid Mitam Di'iboye Manach Alayom Mishtamish Kidoma B'firik Chalei Gabimili Kuli B'Seides Psoteisves Estikashe Teisves Estikashe. Now, why does Rav Chisda say that if you have a mountain of fire, and then you put a mechitze of 5.
So it's not Rishta Yochid. This does not become Rishta Yochid. This does not become Rishta Yochid because we are not Mitzare. This, with this, we're not Mitzare. But the Gemara says in Erev, the Gemara says in Erev, in other words, in order to be Chayev, as Izeirik, Mishus Rav Rishta Yochid, so it must have a surface of Dalet al Dalet. So if you have, let's say, an Amut in the Rishus Rabbim, that is 10 Tochim high, and it's Dalet al Dalet, and then I throw an object from the Rishus Rabbim down in there, so I'm high. But suppose you set up small Yesedis, here you're saying, and it has Dalet Ames before you set up these, the pegs, before you set up the pegs, so it had exactly Dalet al Dalet. But the moment you set up a few pegs, even one peg, so you reduce the surface, the flat surface of Dalet al Dalet to less than Dalet al Dalet, because that peg is set up. So the Gemara says, that he's still high. Why? Because even though he set up a peg, but it's still holy shtamish bay and the whole Dalet al Dalet. Let's say he set up one peg here, one peg here, one peg here. Then he'll put the board on top of all the pegs. And that board will have a mokim tashmish of Dalet al Dalet. So Mele is chayv. So Mele, he has the kashe, he says the kashe. Why does Rav Chisda say that if you have a mountain of five tochim, and then you put up in the chitza a kesel of five tochim? So, if somebody throws from here to here, he's not chayv. Why? Because you don't have a giva of yud, but he could put a board on top of that. So then that board, the surface of that board will certainly be gavea yud. Will be gavea yud. So maybe it should become a rishta yochid. So what do you mean? So then the board will be the surface of the board will be then Erishus Ayochid. But why should the mountain be Erishus Ayochid? Rav Chisda is not saying that the board will not be Erishus Ayochid, but because of the fact, Teisa says, because of the fact that he can put a board on top of that Kaisel, So then, the top of the board will certainly be Rishta Yochid. So Mimele, the whole hall here of the Chotzer should be have a din of Chur Rishta Yochid. And Chur Rishta Yochid, because once this is a Rishta Yochid, so this is an opening into the Rishta Yochid. So Mimele, that should become Chur Rishta Yochid. This is what Teisa says. V'yesh lima d'mayre b'rochav harve, b'lishayach monach alimidei ala b'lovatzak. So Teisa gives a teretz. When is it shayach to say monach midei if it's a small thing, so you can put a board? But suppose you have a mountain. It's large. It can be 1 mile, and even if it's not 1 mile, and let's say but the level of that mountain, the karaka of the mountain, is five tvochim above the level of the other karaka that is beneath that. And then he'll put up walls on all four sides that are five tochim high. So then you can't, it wouldn't be practicable to put up such a big board from one kesel over the other. So then we do not say. In other words, what's the pshat? The pshat in the Gemara is in Erev that since it's boye monach al yimidim mishtamish, so b'meile the mokim is a mokim or all the tashmish of dalet al dalet. It's a mokim tashmish of dalet al dalet. So when does it become a mokim tashmish of dalet al dalet? Only if it's possible, if it's practicable, to put a board on it. Masheinke, let's say, so if you have an amud, and then you put up pegs, and then you put on top of, so then it is practicable to put a board on top of the pegs in order to be able to use that surface. But if you have a big area, so then it's not practicable to put big boards or slides from one wall to the other, extending. So Memele, it's not considered a mokim tashmish of Dalet al Dalet.
Now, there is a very long Reb Chaim in the Shabbos and the Rambam Shita. And Reb Chaim says that according, see, the Teisa Shita is that the halacha of Dalet al Dalet, in English, in order to be a Shayochit, it must have Dalet al Dalet, is not a halacha that it must have Karka Dalet al Dalet. Because if, let's according to Teisa, it's not a halacha that it must have Karka Dalet al Dalet. Because if there had been a prerequisite of having Karka Dalet al Dalet, so how would the Gemara say that just because it's Milei Kuli, that if it's Milei Kuli, then you say this? So in other words, if you put pegs on top of the omud, and then it's boy monachalim midum mishtameish, so it becomes a mishtayochit. But if there is a prerequisite that it must have karka dal dal dalet, and the omud had karka dal dal dalet bitzimtzum, when you set up one peg, it reduces the dal dal dalet to less than dal dal dalet. The answer is, according to Teisves, there is no requirement of karka dal dal dalet. It's a loche that it's not considered a mishtayochit unless there is a substantial mocking that is holy tashmish. What is a substantial mocking of tashmish? Dalet al dalet. So as long as you can have ishtamshes over an area of dalet al dalet, tvorim, so it's considered as a erish ayochit, even though it doesn't have karka dalet al dalet. Hamashenk in the Rambam Shita, Reb Chaim says, and he says, it's told in the Machlekes Rashi and the Rach, in the Sugye, in the sugya at the end of Azirik, Gabei Svino there. All right. So, but according to the Rambam, Reb Chaim says that there are two prerequisites in order to become a Rishayochit. First of all, there is a haloche of Karka Dal Dal Dalet. And then it cannot become a Rishayochit unless it's in Mokim Tashim Shem Dal Dal Dalet. So, insofar as Karka Dal Dal Dalet is concerned, so we apply the haloche of Imid Mechubel Apos. So if, let's say this, has Dalet al Dalet, even if you set up a few pegs, but still the aimed is Merubal Apos. So Mele, it's considered Rubik Kule, it's considered that it has Karka Dalet al Dalet. But there is another requirement. In addition to having Karka Dalet al Dalet, it must have also Mokim Tashmish, Mokim Tashmish Foshu, a Mokim Tashmish that is old, Tashmish Hishtamshes, that is capable over an area of Dalet al Dalet, so then we say, Iboy Monach Aleimide Mishtamish. Masheinke, in this case, where you have a big tail, let's say it's 1 mile the length and 1 mile the width, So even if we assume that it is, that on the basis of the fact that it's beyond to put up slides, long slides from one end of the kesel to the other end, from here to here. So then it will be a mokim tashmish of dalet al dalet, the top of it. But you will not have karka dalet al dalet. But over there, so we apply the loch of emid mukubal apot. But here it's kule cholo, except the width of the wall. That's very little. So it's poets merube aleimet. So mele, the prerequisite of karka dalet al dalet is like that's in the Rambam Shita, but Teisa Shita is not like that. Teisa Shita, as can be seen here, is that there is no requirement of karka dalet al dalet. There is only a requirement of ishtamshes and the mokim of dalet al dalet. The possibility of ishtamshes and the mokim of dalet al dalet. All right. Now the next one. Boye yofe yodayim teres lachatzoyim oyin teres lachatzoyim. Because the Gemara mentioned here, Oikule became a get, Oikule, and that there is no tziruv, so the Gemara discusses has an abaya now also in connection with tziruv. What do you mean? That you die in Teres Lachatzoyin. So, Ileime, because Masha Bitrim Revis. In other words, that one person will pour water, two people will put their hands like that, will stretch out their hands like that, one person like that, and another person will stretch out his hands, and then a third person will pour from a kele water upon their hands, whether it's all right.
whether he can be natal yadayim of many people at once.
So the Gemara says, even pasha betrei mirvis, what man mirvis natal yadayim lech lef mishnai?
Mishnai. Mirvis, kli marz kirvis mo lemayim af mishnai kim nikora abishure, vikorose mishiorita.
Of course, there has to be, at the very outset, the mayim of nikilas yadayim has to have mirvis. But it doesn't mean that the time you pour upon a specific hand, there must be a ribis. As long as originally, when you started to use the mayim for nitilas yadayim, it had a ribis, even though at the end it has much less than a ribis, as long as it's shioritare. Why is it called shioritare? Because a ribis can be mitaya machte mitzineres. A ribis mayim can be mitaya machte mitzineres. So it has a chalishin mikveh, lidavi machte mitzineres. So mele, the remnants of a ribis is called remnants of tare. Because a ribis has the capacity of being mitaya, of being mitaya machte mitzineres. So there's a loch. Ribis nitli yadayim lechavu lishnayim. Kim di mikora vishure, because mishure taro po ilchol boso, mishure ikora boso. Elo, ve'elo, diko moshe, chode chode yodei. Chode chode yodei. So he washed, he was natal, each hand first, separately. Vatnan, ha'neitel yodei achaz mitil levachaz mishtipe yodev teireis. Ve'od de moshe, chode yodei, vod de moshe hinoch. Ha'neitel yodei achaz nakli. So, Vatnan, that it's all right. And it's like Matila, Vach Mishtivi, and the Tevets. Min Akli, Bezrik, Yal Erich, Nechachom, Vach Mishtivi, Min Orb, Mem So. Ve'el, Odi Kom Moshe, Palge, Palge, Didei. Palge, Palge, Didei. Now, there is a Machlekes Rashenim. How far you have to wash your hands? There are three shittes. There is one shitte that you have to just wash up to here. There is another shitte that you have to wash up to here. And the whole shitte is that you have to wash up to here. So whatever the shiur is, so suppose, let's say according to the oath, that you have to wash after here. So suppose first he poured water after here. And then he poured water from here to here. So, veil or palgi. So, in other words, and suppose you pour water up to here, and then it dries up, the water. Then after it dries up, the water that you pour on the half of the hand, you pour water on the other hand, so then it's no good. Because there has to be a nitile on the whole yad at once. I mean, not for different nitiles. So, welcome to Paul Paul today. One more of the Rabbi Yana, you die in the Erezach HaTzoy. Paul, Abba Peret, how it is to do it. We know to Chotze Ashi or Tchil. We know, we call them not to Chotze Ach. According to Rashi, so Abba Peret means up to here. So suppose he poured water up to here first, and then he poured water from here to here. From here to here. So, what's that? So then it's no good. Lo yitzchich ed ashkin mitipei, in other words. So the Gemara is saying, Yufei is not raising the question in regard to the case. Where? He poured water up to here, and then he dried up completely. No moisture left. Then after no moisture was left, so he poured water on the other hand. Then it's certainly no. But Yufei is left into the case where he poured water up to here, and it partially dried up. But some moisture remained on this hand. Then, while there was still moisture left of the first nitile, so he poured water on the second half of the hand. So, there's the shayle. So, which is my favorite fish, my shepeach, my have, but now I'm eating by the top of my shepeach, in the Hebrew or the Timber or the Tag. Now, I need to take you, I can talk to some issues, but I'm going to get out. אין חיבו ויתומק אין אמר אין חיבו ויתומק אין יצקה קלוח מיכה ממש כשני הקיימים אין חיבו ויתרמש כן על יני וכן הכתב חס מביא לדרדה ומסוים עם מדרים התחתאים מחובו ויתומק